Lum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum hasn't shown up yet, and the well-meaning but misguided efforts of Abner and Grandpappy Spears to locate him have met with no success at all. As we look in on the little community today, we find a sad-faced Abner in the Jot 'em Down store library. Grandpappy Spears is trying to cheer him up.
Oh, come on, Abner. Pull yourself together. You're going to pine plumb away if you ain't careful, grieving this away.
I can't help grieving this away, Grandpap. Lum's gone. Never see him again. Poor old Lum. Suicide himself. I know it is.
Abner, you ought to get that pigeon-toed idea right out of your flat-footed head, or you get me to where I'll believe that knock-kneed notion of yours myself.
Well, it's true, though, Grandpap. If he was still alive, I'd have heard from him by now. Been 3 or 4 days since he left out of here.
Well, the mail's slow these days. Aunt Charity got a hearing from her nephew, Emory, the other day. Taking 5 days for it to get here. 5 whole pigeon-toed days.
5 days, huh?
Yes, sir. Used to just take 1 day.
Is Emory the one that lives in Hot Springs?
That's the one. He used to mail a letter in Hot Springs 1 day and it'd be here the next day. Right here in Pine Ridge. Yes, sir. And that's over 50 miles, too.
Well, maybe Emory just writes slower than he used to.
No, the writing looked as fast as ever.
Well, maybe it was a big, long letter and just taking longer, Grandpap.
No, it was just a little short letter.
Oh.
About all Emory said in it was that he's stationed down around the Panama Canal now.
Panama Canal?
Yeah, he's stationed down there now.
Uh-huh.
That's about all he said. And it taken 5 days to get here, instead of 1 like it used to. Can't get over it.
Well, I know Lum went to the Panama Canal. Listen, he went there to jump in it.
Oh, he couldn't have jumped in there.
He might have.
Why, they got boats running through there all the time, I've heard tell. Them boats would have kept getting in his way.
Yeah, well, I don't reckon he'd have went clean down there to drown himself no way. Could have did that right here in the mill pond and saved himself all that money on fare.
Well, he ain't in the mill pond because you had him dragged that the other day.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you ought to try to get your mind on something else for a while, Abner. You're liable to drive yourself crazy insane.
Well, I just can't think of nothing else, Grandpap.
Well, think of something pleasant. Something that's going on around town.
I don't even know what's going on around town. Ain't been out of the store hardly.
Well, maybe I can think of something pleasant for you to think about. Let's see here.
I don't want to think about nothing else. Poor old best friend I ever had.
Oh, I know. Did you hear about the Widder Jessup?
Widder Jessup?
Yeah, you know. Lives over there in that little shack back of the mill.
Yeah, I know where she lives. What about her?
Well, Squire Skimp's done undispossessed her from her place there.
Huh?
Her and her belongings and her youngins and the whole kit and caboodle.
Well, I do know.
Undispossessed them.
Huh?
Throwed them right out in the road. The whole kit and caboodle.
Doggy, that Squire ought to be ashamed of himself pulling a stunt like that.
Well, he claims she'd been giving him trouble for a long time.
She's a good woman.
Never paid him nothing on the mortgage. He had to keep carrying her on the books and losing money all the time. And besides that, Walt Bates wants to buy some land around there to put a new building for the defense plant.
Oh, so that's the reason the Squire wanted to get him out of there, huh?
Well, I reckon so. He says that he's just doing it to be patriotic. Says he don't want to hold back the defense plant from expanding out.
No. Since when did Squire Skimp get so patriotic as all that?
I don't know. He claims that. That's all I know.
Well, whereabouts is the Widder Jessup moving to, Grandpap?
Well, now, that's just it. She can't find no place.
Oh.
The boarding house is filled up, and there ain't a single house in Pine Ridge for rent.
Well, what's she going to do?
She don't know. She's over at Dick Huddleston's store there, and Dick's trying to help her study up what to do.
Well, she can't just sleep out on the road, her and them young'un.
Of course not, of course not.
Doggy's Mary's sleeping in the little Pearl's room now. We just ain't got no extra room at our place.
No, we ain't neither.
Hi, Doggy's, wait a minute. I know what. She can have Lum's place.
Lum's place?
Why, sure, I'll just rent her that. Or leastways, until she can find some other place that she might like better.
Well, wait a minute, though, Abner. You can't do that. That belongs to Lum.
Well, yeah, Grandpap, but he ain't got no use for it no more. Not where old Lum's at now. Poor old Lum. Best friend I ever had.
Abner, don't talk that away. Lum ain't a goner, I don't think.
Oh, he is, I know he is. Poor old Lum. Nicer feller's ever drawed breath, too.
Well, just the same, I wouldn't rush into this house renting deal if I was you without studying it over.
That's the way Lum would have wanted, Grandpap. You know how I thought he always was, kind and generous. If he's setting up our summers looking down on us folks below here, why, he'd be proud to know what his house is doing somebody some good.
Oh,
sassy
friends.
Grandpap, be careful how you talk about them. It's passed on to their rewards.
Well, maybe he ain't passed on to his reward.
Oh, I know he has. And I know he'd want me to do this for the widder. You say she's over at the Carlson's place?
Yeah, but I would
better call up over there before she gets unencouraged and suicides herself like Lum done.
Well, yeah. How you gonna rent anything to her, Abner? She ain't got no money.
Well, I don't know. That oldest boy of hers is big enough to make the deal ever for me. And I'm gonna need somebody to help me run the store now that Lum's gone. So, hello? Dick? This is Abner. Oh, tolerably, I reckon. Any telegrams or letters come in from Lum yet? Well, oh, I am too. Listen, Dick, is Widder Jessup still over there? Could I speak to her a minute? All right.
That oldest boy of hers is a sight too shiftless to ever run deliveries for you, I can tell you that right now.
I'll learn him how to do it, all right, Grandpa.
He steals, too. He'll rob you blind. That's what he'll do.
Steal
anything that ain't nailed down.
Wait, hello?
Just will take
Miss Jessup, this is Abner Peabody.
Honest every other way, but he will steal.
Yes, Mom. No, I ain't heard a thing from him. What I want to talk to you about, though, Miss Jessup, was how would you like to rent Lum's place for a while? No, Mom, I don't reckon he's ever coming back. Well, I'd rather not talk about that, Miss Jessup. Would you like to move in there? Oh, well, we can talk about the rent later. Well, I know, we'll work that out some way. Oh, well, don't thank me. Thank Lum. This would have been his idea if he was still, if he was here. Yes, Mom, you can move in right away. Oh, not at all, not at all. Yes, Mom. Goodbye.
Huh? Yes, sir, I got a peculiar feeling you're making an awful mistake here, Abner.
No, I ain't, Grandpap. You ought to hear how happy she sounded. Just wished old Lum could have heard her voice. Would have did his heart good. Poor old Lum. Best friend I ever had.
I wished you'd stop saying that, Abner.
Well, he was the best friend I ever had.
Oh, but give me the creeps.
Better feller than him never drawed breath. No, sir. And you know it, too, don't you?
I think I'll go over to the pool parlor and whip old Dad Crockett a game of snooker.
Grandpap, how can you think of snooker at a time like this?
Well, it's a sight more pleasant than what you're thinking about. And a whole lot more sensible, too, I can tell you that.
Well, just recollect this, Grandpap. Lum can more likely hear every word we're saying about him, so if I was you, I'd be a little careful about what I was saying.
Oh, sassy.
Liable to haint you.
Lum's more likely sitting in a drugstore summers having himself ice cream soda.
Grandpappy's fears they don't have drugstores where Lum's at.
Wait a minute. That was your ring there, I believe.
Huh?
That's more likely him right now.
And they don't telephone from up there, neither. Hello, Jotham Down Store and Library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Oh, yes, Mom. What is it, Miss Jessup?
Oh, her.
Why, sure that it's over there.
Young'uns will tear that place up.
What? Go ahead and use it. Ice box, sir. Everything. Just help yourself.
Oh, yeah, just help yourself.
Couch, sir, and the parlor that pulls out makes into extra bed you might need.
Awful generous with Lum stuff. That's all I got.
Well, just go ahead and use whatever you need.
I'll send
Cedric or somebody over to get all of Lum's things out of there. Get them out of your way. Yes, Mom. Not at all. Goodbye.
What are you aiming on doing with all the Lum's things?
I don't know, Grandpap. Have Cedric bring them over to the store and sell them or give them away, I reckon.
His clothes and everything like that?
Why, sure.
I don't know, Abner. Somehow that just don't seem decent.
Decent?
No, sir.
Well, giving his clothes away is a heap better than letting them hang there in a closet and rot to pieces and get all moth at, Grandpap. And I know that's the way Lum would have wanted him.
Well, I've got my doubts about that.
Well, he would. That Lum was the thoughtiest one human that ever drawed breath.
Well, maybe so, but it just don't seem decent. I know I wouldn't take none of his clothes and wear them around town.
Why, of course not. They wouldn't fit you. Be too big for you.
Well, that ain't the reason. I just wouldn't wear them. It ain't decent. I don't want to be known as a grabby feller.
Poor old Lump. Best friend that ever drawed breath.
It ain't just because they wouldn't fit, though. Fact is, they might fit. I've been putting on a little flesh here late. Charity says so, anyway.
No, because I'm going to have to get shut of that rocker alarm, sir, too. I just can't stand to have nothing around it reminds me of it.
I could have him taken up a little, too, around the waist. Charity's mighty handy that way with a needle and thread.
Facts is, I might even have to get shut of the store. I don't know as I'd want to run it without him around. Just wouldn't be the same, no way.
Hey, Abner.
Poor old Lum. Best friend.
Abner, I was just wondering, was Lum wearing that blue serge suit of his when he left out of here the other day?
I don't know. Don't believe he was, Grandpa. What do you want to know that for?
Oh, nothing.
Last time I seen him, he just had on this regular everyday suit.
Uh-huh.
See him now, just like he's standing.
Whereabouts do you reckon that blue serge suit would be at? Hanging up in his closet?
I reckon so. That's where he always kept it, I know.
Uh-huh. Well, I reckon I better be running along, Abner.
Well, wait a minute. Don't leave me here all by myself, Grandpap. I just can't stand to be alone.
Well, I have to leave, though. I got some stuff to do.
What stuff?
Oh, something important. Say, if Lum's place is unlocked over there, it's all right for a fella to go right on in, you reckon?
Why, sure, and I know it is. Lum never had a key for it. But where are you going, Grandpap? It's important.
Oh, no place. I'll be back later on. Oh, say, forever ago, have you got any neckties like you used to sell in the store here?
Why, there's a few of them over there. What color was you looking for?
Oh, I don't know. Most any color, I reckon.
Any color?
Yeah, any color that'd go good with a blue serge suit.
Huh?
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.